Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday, Kitty ran into kind of a curious situation during a car repair. Tell us a little bit about
what
happened. All
right, so I was sitting in the lounge at the car dealership waiting for my car to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty full. There were a lot of people, you know, lounging in there waiting.
Sure.
And
did you grab any snacks?
Yes, granola bars and popcorn and coffee.
Nice work. Okay. Anyway, so you're hanging out.
So, yeah. And so the, you know, service writer comes in to tell someone their vehicle's ready. And the dude is completely asleep.
Like just really out?
Slouched over, completely sleeping. Very comfortable, just chilling out in the lounge.
So how do you wake that guy? What's the right way to do
it? Well, the person said, his car is ready. When he wakes up, will someone tell him?
You mean just announced it to the room?
Yes.
Okay.
So the guy just kept on sleeping. He didn't hear that.
Wait, so when he said that, did everybody kind of look at each other or?
It was just like, really? It's our job? We're supposed to tell him? But anyway, then a little bit later, the guy woke up and he just grabbed his backpack and left the room. So I don't know if he got a text or something that said your vehicle's ready, but nobody
said
anything.
Like how far after?
Nobody said anything.
Like 10 seconds after?
I don't know, like 5-10 minutes maybe.
Oh, okay, so he was out.
There was more sleeping going on. Yes.
See, I don't know if you like in that situation, you should wake and be like, sir, your car is totaled. There's no hope. I can't fix it. So then he just got up. Did he look around at anybody?
He just
or
got
anything?
Up, grabbed his backpack and like walked out towards the service desk area.
I can't sleep in that situation. Well, could you?
I can sleep.
I can't do it.
I do remember
all those other people there
fighting sleep at some really boring things I had to cover as a reporter.
That's different though, because it's inducing you to fall asleep.
Right. It was at a really boring thing where a congressman was speaking at a breakfast meeting.
Oh, and it's breakfast.
It was a breakfast
meeting. It's nice and warm in there.
The Chamber of Commerce or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had to go cover this, and I was just back from a week's vacation, and I had to cover something at 7:30 a.m. on the very next day.
Yeah, no, did you grab yourself a muffin there too?
I don't remember, but I was just sitting there and I was really struggling.
Sure.
And the serious problem with it was my boss was also at the Chamber of Commerce meeting.
Please tell me he was sitting next to you.
No, but he was sitting within view of me.
Oh, Kitty.
So I got back to the station, was writing up my story or whatever, and he came in and he was really upset. He said it didn't look good that his employee
I wasn't sleeping. I was resting
asleep.
Focused on the dialogue, keeping my eyes closed. I just can't, because the thing that I hate most is when you wake up in that situation and a little drool hanging down, people looking at you.
That could be pretty embarrassing, but I don't know that I was really fully out, but I was definitely struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what's so great about a reporter that's 22, 23 years old in this situation. If that reporter is me,
right,
and your general manager kind of calls you out for falling asleep,
yeah,
and I said, I suppose you think I missed the entire story then too, which I didn't.
Did you get fired from that job? I'm curious.
I did not.
Oh, okay, good.